I'm Shannon. Wait, I'm not
Shannon.
I'm already drunk.
Suce un sac de bite.
I'm just going to trust it. I'm going to trust the process.
Wait, you need to stop talking for a hot second. It doesn't look like mine's going like yours was. What if I do this? Is this better at all?
Because I have you turned down and I have me turned up.
Oh, I see.
Because you usually project.
I mean, this is my normal voice. I don't know what you're talking about.
You are slightly lower than what you normally are. Go ahead, try again.
Okay.
Okay, don't do that. Blow everyone's eardrums out.
I didn't do okay.
There you go. I'm adding that to our intro next year.
Look at that.
Yeah, I see the jumpy jumps. Probably redlined us.
I'll redline.
Hello, friends.
Hi, Shannon.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been many minutes.
Yeah.
So, you guys, like, there was stuff. There was.
They never knew we went on vacation.
We went on vacation
a month ago.
We got back. I've had schoolwork. You were like, hey, we're going to do an escape room one Tuesday. And then we sort of fell out of it.
Well, you were super busy with school. There was, but I'm respecting that process.
There have been a few times that I've been here and we didn't record. It's been a thing that we got out of the habit.
I think it's okay to take a summer break.
Yeah.
I think people do it.
People take summer breaks. Nobody listens to us anyway. Who are
exactly
we apologizing to?
The four people who listen to us.
We're sorry, four people who listen to us.
Sally. Maybe Javi.
Javi doesn't
Patrick,
listen anymore. Patrick. We're apologizing to Patrick.
Maybe Ben. General back pain.
Yeah.
Their buddy.
There it is.
That tweets us all the time. I can't remember their name right now.
That's it. That's all we're apologizing
That's
to.
I think we've covered everything.
Those are all
Maybe
the people.
Maybe Jenny, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
That's it. I don't even listen to me anymore.
I don't either. I'm a goddamn wreck. Why don't I want to listen to that shit? The plus side about not recording for a month is that now we have a backup of amazing stories.
A backup of amazing stories on top of all of our anxiety. Ooh.
Yes. So, yes. I almost said people who listen, Puppy Lady. Puppy Lady might still be listening. News
I was
about,
like, who's Puppy Lady? And I was like, oh yeah, that one.
So, news about her. I heard from her this week. I didn't text you this. I was waiting to have the live reaction on air.
Ooh.
She paid me back for her dog.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So,
super not expecting that.
No longer your step puppy. Ah!
Shannon's microphone, you guys. Shannon's microphone straight up just like swung away from her.
Microphone
just like
of a mind of their
went
own
on
tonight.
A vacation. Yeah, no longer my stepdog.
That's sad.
Is it though?
No, I mean, I don't know. You have my dog licking and smelling your crotch anytime you want.
But she actually worked on training her dog really hard. Spent like 8 hours a day on it. I'm not saying you haven't trained Millie. I'm just saying that that's all she did with her life.
I'm like, I haven't trained Millie, but Millie doesn't have like super bad manners compared to other
breeds, dogs
with bad manners that I've seen.
Yeah.
Yep. Millie could be better.
So anyway, I actually said to her, you're going to think I'm insane, but let's go down this path anyway. I was like, you don't actually have to pay me back, because in my head, I'd already written that off. You know, like, I know that she actually has a lot, like, she doesn't, her budget is tighter than mine. Mine has more wiggle room than hers. And I had already decided, like, I'm never getting that money back. So when she was like, what's your Venmo so I can pay you back? I was like, you don't actually really have to. It's okay. You know, just because, whatever, I didn't think I was ever getting it back. But she paid me back,
correct.
So.
It's like when I loan my sister money.
Yeah.
I'll pay you back. And I'm like, will you? Are you sure about that? And then a few months later, she surprises me.
I thought you were going to be more judgy of me being like, you don't need to pay me back.
No, because... I do the same shit. Can I have $1,000? Sure. I'm never going to see it again. I also just spent $667 booking the Howell Opera House for my annual craft show.
Oh my God, I didn't know you were doing it there. That's a delight.
Oh yeah, so it's a smaller venue.
Yeah.
Less space, less, yeah. Like, even though I have space for 24 tables, I usually have 42 tables.
Right.
So if people want to get in on that,
they got to do it.
They got to do it now. Like, now's I might sell out with
of tables.
Just the people who were semi-interested.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I pay for it. And I'm like, well, I'm doing something November 20th for 10 hours. Because if I can't get people to sign up, I just booked myself a party hall. So maybe I'm sponsoring drag queen bingo in downtown Howell for a private event. Or maybe we all bring our roller skates and we just roller skate in circles and I get a DJ.
Ah, I love that idea. That's perfect.
So Shannon's having something November 20th at the Howell Opera House. So come on down, everyone.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on The Price is Right.
Anyway, so you said you have a long list.
I have a bunch of stories.
All right, let's go.
I have a bunch of stories. Let's start with
let's hit it off.
Let's start with the semi-negative one that like really disturbed me last week. And I'm still just like, what the ever-loving fuck? Okay, so I'm at Planned Parenthood. Because my vagina is broken, because my vagina is always broken. And I'm like, can we just have it not be broken? That was literally what I went in there to say. Like, how do we fix it so it's not broken all the time?
Well, you're middle aged, so all of our vaginas start breaking at some point.
But this is still the like aftermath of IUD shit that started then. So, yeah, fuck that. I hate it. So I'm in the Planned Parenthood waiting room and this young lady comes in. And I just can't, there's nobody else there, so I can't help but overhear literally everything that's going on. And she's trying to check in, and she has Medicare and Medicaid. So, and she's 22, and I know this because that came up at some point in the conversation. What does that mean about, what do her having those two things mean about her, Shannon?
Means she's single on disability?
She's poor and on disability.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she's single, poor, and on disability.
Yes.
Right, because Medicare is disability and Medicaid is poor. Poor people.
Other way around.
No, care is disability.
Well, my grandfather has Medicare and he has to apply for Medicaid, but he has to be poor to get on Medicaid.
Right.
Okay.
We were saying the same thing.
All right.
They sound too familiar. It's confusing. The receptionist says that since Medicare is her primary insurance, it cancels out the Medicaid. They can't take her Medicaid. So she owes for her appointment that day, which is...
That's bullshit, because Medicaid is supposed to supplement the Medicare.
Correct.
That receptionist didn't know what she was fucking talking about.
No, she did. That's just like the insane things that happen at Planned Parenthood. I believe her. And I honestly think that this girl needs to start getting her care from a real doctor's from a primary care physician, from a real doctor's office
who takes both.
Correct. But the receptionist is sitting there being like, well, because you have both, they cancel each other out. And
in our office,
right? In our office,
she should say that. In our office.
I'm sure this girl did not understand, but I'm sitting here being like, this woman who is likely disabled and definitely poor, you're telling her that she owes for today's appointment? Like, I'm just sitting there slack jawed about it, just being like, what am I listening to? And the poor girl just kept saying no to the woman, where she was like, and you owe today, and she was like, no.
No, I don't have money, so I don't owe.
No. And then she tried to lie to the receptionist and say, I'm still 21, because she was like, you don't qualify anymore for the, you know, pay by donation because you're no longer 21. She was like, I am 21. And the receptionist was like, yes, well, I have your ID in my hand and you turned 22 very recently. So, and she goes, no. This poor young lady.
So she just walk out?
She walks out and then walks back in with her mom. And her mom is like yelling at the receptionist. And is like, she has full coverage. She has full coverage. What in the fuck are you talking about? She has, what do you mean they cancel each other out? And I definitely, like, I don't know, whatever. They're trying to leave. Oh, and then she's like, how much is it? And the receptionist is like, $50. And I'm like, I will pay for your appointment today. And the young lady didn't want to accept it. It was clear she felt uncomfortable by that. And I was like, listen, then you get to go today and you have time to figure it out before you need to come back.
Right.
So, like, I'm just.
Consider me your donor.
Yeah, exactly.
Happy birthday.
Right, literally. So then I'm leaving to check out. And it wasn't $50. It was $15. And then...
I have a very confused look on my face.
I just misunderstood what she said. And then she goes, but it actually turned out to... She's like apologetic to me. She's like, actually, it turned out to be 17. And I'm like, yeah, I thought it was 50. But like, obviously, she's disabled and poor. She doesn't have 15 extra dollars for a healthcare appointment. And I just thought... That whole situation was so fucked up, and I could not believe I was listening to it. And I don't want pats on the back for paying for her appointment. Like, that's not why I'm telling this story. I'm just telling the story because what the ever-loving fuck was that?
It's medical insecurity. It's, I know. You know, I grew up with it, and my parents never had amazing insurance, and they had 3 kids. And I knew that my mom... had us on a strict budget, and I knew if we got sick, that was grocery money for the week, Maggie.
Yeah.
The $65 it would cost to go to the doctor in 1989
mm-hmm.
was grocery money for the week for a family of 5.
Yeah.
And I knew if I told my mother I was sick and in pain, that was grocery money.
Right.
And she wouldn't know what to do.
Right. I mean, but this girl is poor and disabled and yeah. has Medicare and Medicaid. Like, Jesus fucking Christ. I hate our country and everything about that.
And I mean, there's even times, not this year, not last year, but like within the last 10 years, within the last 7 years of my life, 5 years even, that I've gone to fill prescriptions, a handful of prescriptions for Scott or a few for me. And it's come to over $100.
Yeah.
And it's like when you don't have the cash, you're just like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So I can't imagine the elderly that have to pay $400+ a month for their life-saving medicines.
Right. Right.
You know, the medical insecurity in our country is fucking ridiculous.
It's fucking ridiculous.
You know what I told Anina? So I got to talk to Anina face-to-face yesterday.
Oh, she flew here.
Yeah, she flew here. She was up because, you know, it was like 9 o'clock in Finland. It was 3 o'clock here. And we were texting. I was like, oh, are you up? You want to FaceTime? And so we did and talked about school and stuff. And then, you know, I was like, you know, we don't have mask mandates right now. And I really want you to wear masks in school. I'm like, and you might get teased for it. And we need to prepare you for that. So, you know, just say something like, oh, well, I don't want to die in America because I don't have the money to go to the hospital. Or I don't want to go to the hospital for get treated for COVID and have my parents owe a United States hospital $1 million. Or, well, you guys don't have socialized medicine here. And I don't want to die.
Was she
legit?
She
giggled. Yeah, she laughed.
Good.
I was like, so you're gonna have to be strong. Just be sarcastic. And just tell them how it is. Oh, well, I'm an exchange student and my host mom doesn't want me to die.
Yeah.
She'd like to send me back to Finland alive.
I don't want to die in America, guys.
Yeah. I mean... I don't know. Afghanistan, America.
Very similar these days.
Yep.
It's fucking weird how the Republicans are all defending the Taliban right now.
Trump signed a deal with them before he left office.
And they scrubbed it from the website. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Like 1984 style, not the year of the book, where they're like, that never happened because now things aren't looking good.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think the deal was?
I don't know, man.
I think it was, we'll let you do whatever when we leave.
Yeah.
I think this was the deal.
Yeah.
I think it was, you get to be in charge when we leave the country.
Like, hashtag escalated quickly.
Hashtag that escalated quickly. Yeah, I mean, this was inevitable. This has been inevitable since we invaded. Do you know how it wasn't? Do you know the only way to...
Like, Russia pulled out in the late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
When Russia pulls out of something, like, it's a lost cause. I'm pretty sure my brother-in-law served in Afghanistan, too, for a bit.
All right, so here was the one way that we won the Afghan war. Are you ready? We stay there for 70 years total, 50 more years. And we also invest in their entire education system and teach everyone who's a child now about, like, democracy and being kind to each other. That's the only way.
It's basically America, too. And we can't even take care of ourselves.
No, I know we can't. I'm saying, like, that was never going to happen. That was never going to happen.
Are they Muslim in Afghanistan?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yep.
So, being Muslim is a very peaceful religion.
Supposed to be.
If you talk to Muslims from Indonesia, they're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Why do you hate us?
Yeah.
Because just like every religious, just like every religious sect, every religion, there are extremists. And the specific sect, the Taliban, are the extremists.
Mm-hmm.
There are extremist Christians. There are extremist Jews. There are extremists everywhere.
Yep. Well, religious extremism exists in every single religion.
It does. Jesus literally said, love one another and take care of your neighbors.
That was it. That was...
Period.
Those were what he said.
Mic drop.
The end.
We can't even do that as a quote-unquote Christian nation.
I mean, we're not supposed to be a Christian nation.
No, we're not.
We are...
We were founded by religious extremists, literally.
Correct.
Religious Puritans, so extremist... England kicked them out.
Right.
And rich white guys who didn't want to pay taxes anymore.
Correct.
No wonder we're fucked.
We're fucked. We're built on racism.
We're
built on a tower.
Extremism and racism.
Tower and racism.
And bigotry. Those are our founding fathers, man.
So I did get to go to D.C., and see my college girlfriends.
Fun.
It was super fucking fun. It was super fucking fun. Except on the way there, I get to the airport an hour and a half before my flight. And I was checking a bag. So what I think is going to happen is that I'm going to print off the little bag tag at the computer, wait in the line for 10 to 15 minutes. Because I'm flying Delta. I ain't flying Spirit. The line for Delta to drop off the bag was full switchbacks and all the way down the terminal.
Oh, fuck.
That was some Spirit-ass shit.
I've never seen that.
Me neither. So I wait in line for 10 minutes and move up maybe four steps. And I was like, I'm never going to make my flight. What the fuck is this? So then I... realized/remembered that I was checking a carry-on size bag, and I was like, no problem, I'll just go through security, I'm fine. So I go through security, and also my flight was at 7 a.m. so it is 5:30 in the morning, it is 5:45 in the morning, and my brain is not like
working.
So I'm in line for many minutes, and I go, the reason I was checking a bag is because I'm bringing all of these full-sized beauty products, and I do not want to lose my expensive full-size beauty products.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Do you continue to go through security?
No. And in fact, to get out of security, I'm like not limber or working. I fully like crawled on the floor. Are we imagining this?
Yes.
Okay, great.
Because you know you can just lift up the cords.
Oh no,
and escape.
it was it was a complex mess where I was. Where I was like, if I try to dip under, I'm definitely pulling these down with me. There's too many to like unhitch everything. It's like it was a maze right where I was. It was just like a complex where they were all coming together at the same. It was, so I just crawled on the ground.
So excuse yourself to the edge. Like you're skipping.
I was at the edge. I was at the edge, but there was also all of these like rope, outside ropes that nobody was in that I couldn't get through that were all converging and stuff. Shannon's looking at me.
So it's five, because I've seen you crawl on the floor at the airport, so I know exactly what that looks like. So it's 5:30 in the morning.
It is. It's way past. It is 6 o'clock by this point.
Maggie's crawling on the floor.
6 o'clock in the morning.
Security.
Yes. Okay. Yes. And then
Trayvon is laughing so hard right now at your dumb white ass.
How did I not get in trouble? Wait for this next part.
Okay. I don't want to be racist or bigoted, but most of our TSA workers are people of color, and they just wanted to watch you make a damn fool of yourself.
I mean for this next part.
They're just like shaking their head. They're like,
oh, I'm sure they were.
Dumb white girl.
Literally. Let me tell you about how many shits I give.
I know. I just, okay. But that's why you didn't get in trouble, because they were just like,
no, I mean for the next part.
I want to see what this dumb bitch do.
Not by the TSA people. I was just realizing that, like, I very conspicuously crawled across the floor. How did I not get caught on the next leg of this journey? Okay, so.
Okay, next step.
I walk over to Sky Priority, which is for
Delta members.
Yes, who are flying.
Which you are one.
No, but yeah, I have a card. But Sky Priority is for people flying first class or gold or platinum medallion members or whatever, gold, diamond.
So did you pull on your best Karen?
I did.
Harness your inner Karen and demand that you go through?
First of all, hilariously, he accused me of being a silver. He was like, are you flying first class today? And I was like, no. And he was like, are you a silver member? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I like, I'm like straight up reading the sign behind him. And I'm like.
That has all the levels listed on it. You just picked the top one?
No. I picked the bottom one.
Oh, okay.
Because silver doesn't get to go through Sky Priority.
Oh, okay. So you picked the bottom of the Sky Priority. Okay, good girl.
I am
girl.
A
good
gold
girl.
Medallion member.
I'm a gold member.
Do you know
this is my place. I know what I am.
Do you know what that means, Shannon? That means I flew 50,000 miles in 2020.
Well, didn't we all? I mean, I did in my bedroom. High on gummy bears.
Actually, when I realized that, I couldn't stop laughing. But then I stayed with Ceci, who actually always is one of those because her job, she flies to different countries for her job. So she actually always is a Medallion Club member. And she goes, actually, because of COVID, they extended the benefits. And I was like, well, that makes that part way less funny.
Actually.
I was like, I can't believe I have somebody who knows that, but okay.
I know. I was like, I've had an Amex card for years. I have no clue what I am.
Well, I was trying to figure it out because I was like, what did I actually have? What did I just claim to be? Right. So to even get to the silver, you have to do 30 flights or $3,000, not 30 round trip flights, 30 legs of flights.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, $25,000 on your card or $3,000 in flights plus 30 legs of flights or I don't remember, but it's like. You have to fly a lot. You have to fly more than we fly. You have to fly more than once a month. Plus whatever. But gold, that was just silver. Gold is even more than that. Gold is 50,000 miles. So, yeah. So then I get up to the front. And I'm like, if she tries to kick me out, I'm just going to start sobbing. I was like, get ready. Pull deep. Think of Catherine dying in a car crash. Like, get those white lady tears going.
The white lady tears going.
Be ready to have a meltdown. But, oh, this was hilarious because I had pre-tagged my bag. So the guy is like, well, you go in this line that has no one in it. And I stand there and I stand there and I'm like, what the hell? I mean, the thing in front of me says pre-tagged bags, but there's no one there. You don't just get to set your bag on the thing. They have to weigh it. There's also not anything connecting it. It's not like I just get to set it on there and it just goes off to its home.
Right. And the way that they check it, they check you, they check your ID. There's like a whole process.
Right. So I'm in the line for pre-tagged bags, but like nobody's there and nobody's calling me over. And I'm standing there being like, did he know? So then, and then I'm looking for him, like being like, and he had walked away. I'm looking for him being like, where
he's fucking with you.
Where am I supposed to be right now? I literally.
He was a random stranger, like also traveling and was just like, I'm going to fuck with this bitch. Like, yeah, come over here. Go stand here.
But he was not wrong. That I was in the line for that. There just wasn't anybody there. It was fucking weird. So then these two amazing gays are like, sweetie, just jump in line in front of us. Oh, I also have my rainbow backpack on. So the homos are like, you are just checking that and you are already tagged. Just get in line in front of us. I was like, I don't know what happened. He told me to come here and there's nobody here. And they were like, yes, just. And then they kept on being like, oh, your backpack's unzipped. And like helping me. And then they ended up behind me in line in security. And they were like, oh, sweetie, your backpack's unzipped again.
Are they stealing?
No.
From you?
No. They were just being like, they just were loving me. They were just like, oh, this poor little lesbian is lost and alone at the airport.
Can we keep her? She's so cute.
So yes, that was... So I got up to the front and the lady did not call me on the fact that I am not a medallion member. She just let me check my bag. And then I went through security. And for whatever reason, I had my boarding pass on my phone. It did not tell me what gate I'm at. So I like stroll through security, which of course takes like another fucking half hour. So where are we now? 6:40 and my flight... I've been at the airport for an hour and 10 minutes and only now just got through security. So I go and I go to the thing to figure out where my gate is. And it says A4. Where's A4, Shannon?
I believe it's at the far end of the terminal.
It's all the way at the end because it goes from 1 to whatever, fucking 80.
70, yeah, something. 70 crazy, something. 80 something.
It's in the middle. It's in the mid-30s.
You're in the Delta terminal,
I'm
right?
In the Delta terminal. Yeah. So
you enter in the middle.
Yeah, you enter in the middle.
And you get 40 gates on one side and 40 gates on the other side.
Correct. So I have to, the train's not running.
No.
Yeah. So I have to
Good
walk.
Good thing you've been training.
So I have to walk.
Do you run that shit? Did you literally run?
Nope. I power walked on the walking things.
Uh-huh.
I just was.
Those little people movers?
I was trucking it on the people mover things. Just being like, well, boarding has started. Here I am. But I walked up and got on and everything was fine. But Jesus Christ, that was stressful.
Well, and at least they hadn't started paging you yet.
They had not. They had not.
They would have.
But I told my friends the story and they were like, well, congratulations. You get a gold medallion now for that shit. That's impressive. Congrats on your gold medallion. You're a gold medallion winner for sure.
That's awesome. I have heard some horror stories the last few weeks. I think most of them stem from all the rainstorms we had.
Yeah.
A lot of canceled flights, a lot of displaced people. Like, it's been crazy out there in airplane land. Delta is hiring. They're going to start hiring for their new class of flight attendants that will start in April. So they're hiring now, and then you'll do training all winter and then start flying in April.
Mm-hmm.
So if you or anyone you know wants to be a flight attendant.
Yeah. Not me. That seems like a terrible job right now. I mean, I'm wondering if the Delta terminal wasn't so fucked just because they don't have the people right now.
I'm sure they laid off people.
Exactly. Disney's having that same problem. They laid off people and now they don't have enough people to fill positions.
And I know a lot of assholes keep claiming it's, oh, people are lazy, they don't want to work, they're collecting unemployment. That's not how unemployment works.
Correct.
Once everything opened back up, if you were on furlough and furlough unemployment, once your employer reports to the state that they are open and they have offered you your job back and you don't take it, you don't get to keep the unfucking employment.
Correct. Furthermore, unemployment only exists for a certain number of weeks.
Correct.
Like, I used up more than half of my allotted unemployment last year in 2020. And, like, if I were to be like, oh, I lost my job again, they'd be like, yeah, you only get those other 16 weeks that you have or whatever it would have been. Like, these
people are lazy. They don't want to work because they're getting the high life on unemployment. No.
Yeah.
Number one. Number two, if I'm making more on unemployment, maybe you should fucking pay me more.
Maybe you should fucking pay me more.
And three, like, we all got fucking better jobs. Fuck you, service industry.
Correct. Correct. Like,
the service industry is supposed to be for part-time work for teenagers and college students.
I would disagree with that, because then McDonald's would never be open for lunch.
It's not meant to support adults.
It doesn't support adults, but it should support adults.
It has to now, but when this industry was founded...
That's not even true. When McDonald's started, it actually was like it was an honor to get to work there. It was like, ooh, like, that's fancy. It's like a cool new thing. It's just this thing of, like, it's the market being an asshole, being like, oh yeah, we can try to pay people as little as possible by calling this unskilled labor. But it's not, like, supposed to be for anything. You know, like, there's not, like, a supposed to. Because if it was supposed to be a part-time job for people, like, we would never have 24-hour McDonald's.
Maggie, we're all supposed to go to college and get real jobs.
That's a Republican talking point where they're blaming the individuals for systemic issues.
Yes. But that's why people are, several restaurants have closed in town and everyone's losing their shit. And I'm just like, you go fucking work there.
Yeah, right.
You go earn $3 an hour plus tips. You know what? If I owned a fucking restaurant, I would pay people $15 an hour to work there.
Yeah.
And guess what? Keep your tips. That's a fucking bonus.
Yeah. There was a...
That's what it should be.
There was a math... I can't remember what it's called, but there was a tutoring place in Dexter for a while that's not open anymore. Mathnasium.
Yeah, like mathematics, mathnasium.
Whatever. And people were like, ooh, you should get a job there. So I looked it up, and I was like, I'm not going to go make $12.60 an hour to work for somebody fucking else. That is a...
Corporate America is just as big of a pyramid scheme as multi-level marketing companies.
Correct. Correct. But people kept on being like, ooh, you should get a real job. Like, because I work for myself, it's not a real job.
Correct.
However, my point is that when people work for me, when I have subs, I pay them $25 an hour. When the tutoring business in town paid $12.60 an hour, I paid literally double what the tutoring business was paying. Why? Because I think that's what's fair, and because that's what I could afford to pay, right? It wasn't how little can I afford to pay. It was how much do I need to cover my costs, and then the rest goes to that person.
Mm-hmm. That used to be how a lot of our businesses functioned.
Yeah.
And then somewhere in the 60s and 70s, shit took a split.
Yeah.
And it all became about how much money can we make, how little can we pay our workers to increase our profits.
Correct.
So if boards changed their mindset, we would all be fucking wealthy right now.
Yeah.
And people would be happy and love where they worked.
Yeah.
There's no reason for restaurants to be paying people $3 an hour.
No, it's totally fucked up.
And... restaurant business is fucking hard.
It is.
It is hard to be a small business owner.
It is.
It is hard to own a restaurant and run a restaurant. You have so much overhead, so many costs. All of these restaurants in town are lucky to survive their first year, let alone 10.
Right.
And most of these owners are older conservatives. And
right.
They're just tired and exhausted. So let them fucking retire. Shut the fuck up. A new restaurant will be there in 6 months. Who gives a shit? Oh, it's our town. It's a landmark. Shut up.
Well, I mean, we talked about Quality 16 closed. The movie theater nearest to my home. The one here in Brighton is the second closest and only by 2 minutes. So instead of having one 17 minutes from my house, everything is 30 minutes or farther.
Yeah.
And Quality 16 pulled that same shit where they were like, nobody wants to work anymore.
No, right. Nobody accepts your $6 an hour, period.
Yeah.
And if you're an owner of a business and you're not working at your business, fuck you.
Yeah, fully.
You should be working. You can't get people to work? Where's your ass? Are you taking tickets and scooping popcorn?
I listened to a story on NPR where it was called Essential. It was about essential workers. And many people from many restaurants said the exact same thing, that they did not see their owners for over a year. So they were still required to go in to the McDonald's, to the wherever they worked for that whole time. And the owner never came in. They were not willing to risk themselves. They were not willing to, you know, thank their employees for continuing to show up. They just, like, let it run on autopilot that whole time.
And I have both worked in retail and
yes,
both worked in restaurants.
Correct.
So it's
awful.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I've admitted this on the podcast before. I worked fast food at Disney. That's the only time I've worked fast food. And it's pretty much the worst job I've ever had. And I used to pretend to be mentally challenged to make it through my day. I'm not even lying. I'm not lying. That's so problematic in so many ways. But the people were so cruel and so angry at you. And I would just sit there slack-jawed and go and nod slowly when they said stuff to me. I'd go, uh-huh. So that they would be nicer, because that would actually make them be nicer.
Mm.
If I pretended to be kind and competent, it would make them angry that I hadn't read their minds that the ketchup was out. Oh my God, the ketchup runs out every 15 minutes and I don't know until someone tells me. And you know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to take the ketchup out preemptively. I'm not going to be wasting ketchup just because it might be out soon. I have to wait for somebody to tell me that the ketchup is out, and then I put the new pump in.
Mm-hmm.
And I always had them ready to go, but people would be like, you're out of ketchup? Like, they never said it nice. They said it like they thought I was a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
So I acted like a fucking idiot. But I seriously, that particularly on that job, which was condiment bar, it was make, like, your job was just to make sure all the condiments were full during lunch rush. I just pretended I was stupid to make it through, which is so awful. So awful. All right, are we ready for another funny story?
And that's why no one will go back to Disney and work for them.
That's why nobody wants to go there.
Yes, we are at 30. We're at 40 minutes.
I still have two more great stories. The next one's short. So while I was in DC, we stayed with my cousin Sessie, and I told them about Candy and Brian's wild diet that they're still fucking on. They're still on it.
Rolling my eyes. You guys have only heard about this a month ago, but Candy and Brian are 70 years old.
Yeah.
And on this crazy crash diet.
Yeah.
That is not healthy for their old bodies.
I don't think so either.
Your mom thinks she's 40.
Yeah.
And can still do crash diets, and she can't. She's literally going to go into kidney failure from lack of nutrition.
Let me tell you, I mean, I'm not here to body shame anyone, but my mom's arms aged over 20 years on this crash diet. Like, she lost the weight so fast, and her body, like, ate her muscle. Her arms looked like...
She's starving herself.
Her arms looked like Jean's arms did, who was 92 when she died. I was just like, oh my God, I didn't say shit. I'm not here to body shame, but I'm like, I don't feel like that's what you wanted. Anyway, I'm telling this same story to my cousin and my friends, and I go, and I can't stop being a bitch about it, which they thought was hilarious. And then I said it all weekend because it turns out it applies to so many things in my life.
And I can't stop being a bitch about it.
And I can't stop being a bitch about it. So, yes, that is my new catchphrase. We need to make t-shirts.
Oh, yeah. We can have Megan make us t-shirts.
Amy said she wanted a t-shirt with my face on it, though. So we need to get that designed. Me just being like,
No, we need that picture of you laughing at What's-Her-Face's wedding in the yellow dress.
Yeah.
And then put, I can't stop being a bitch about it. Because it's like a pleasant...
And I can't stop. And I can't stop being a bitch about it.
Yep.
Nope. I can't. So, you guys, that's my new catchphrase.
That's a long hashtag.
It is too long for a hashtag. All right, my last story is wild. Are we ready? Are we ready to get on this roller coaster of emotions? So, I've been going back to my sexy parties, which has been fun. But that's why I ended up at Planned Parenthood, because my vagina's broken. Broken pussy. Maybe it's really old. Maybe it's kind of cold. Broken pussy.
Did you crack your top shelf vagina bottle?
Perhaps. Perhaps that has occurred. I am uncertain. So anyway, I go to my friend Kiki's parties early to help her get set up because I'm just that kind of friend. And her friend Renee was supposed to arrive early to help her move stuff. And Renee was not there. Party time was coming. And so I had to move her queen pillow top mattress down from one end of the house to the complete other end of the house. And I'm trying to, at the very other end, pull it around a corner. And I'm elderly now. And I pulled out my back.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't even having fun yet. I was just moving the goddamn mattress.
Oh, at least you were wiping your ass.
It's true. It's true. I was moving a mattress for a sex party. Is it really that much better?
I would definitely say moving a queen size 18-inch thick pillow top mattress by yourself and pulling a back muscle is legit.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Totally legit. I appreciate especially you. Especially at our age.
We're too fucking old for this shit. So... Kiki is like, oh, I got these muscle relaxers. And I mean, I am in so much fucking pain. I'm in so much pain once I was on the muscle relaxer. I was still in so much fucking pain. I just wasn't in wailing pain anymore. I was just in, wow, that fucking hurts pain. So I'm in the stratosphere. I'm so goddamn high on muscle relaxers. I'm out of my goddamn mind. And this was... the worst sex party I've ever been to in my entire life.
Because you hurt your back or just in general?
The people. The one that she'd had at her house 2 weeks prior was out of control. It was wild. It was sexy. It was amazing. There were tons of people. Everything was wonderful. And this party, imagine like 8 people being there and just like sitting on couches across from each other and nobody's talking to each other. That was this party.
Oh my.
It was like... Her party 2 weeks earlier had had a ton of people at it. Thank you. I appreciate you. And yeah, it was just awkward. And my friend Abby was there and she was high on marijuana and we just kept making each other laugh. And that was literally the best part of the party. And we go to fool around on the bed and Kiki, whose house it is like, bring it out here. And I was like, I'm not moving another mattress. And then I tried to, and then I get on the bed and I just sort of get stuck between the couch and the mattress like this. And I'm like, well, I live here now.
You get stuck between the couch and the mattress, and that's where you live now.
Yep. I'm just stuck in this position. Like, I can't, I was going to be fine when we were up on the bed, but when they moved the mattress to the floor in the living room, I was just like, and I can't do nothing now. Nothing's real awkward and terrible. Abby eventually leaves, who, you know, she's like my main friend there. Abby eventually leaves because it was the worst party ever, but I can't leave because I'm still out of my goddamn mind high on muscle relaxers. And her friend Renee did eventually come there. And Renee was making me super uncomfortable in the ways she was interacting with people. Like just in general, she was like, she didn't know she was drinking. I don't know. I was very high, so it was very confusing for me to understand what was going on. But we also did, like, do some hooking up stuff. And I was like, I'm not even sure if I'm totally into this or not. I'm just very high right now. Because somebody brought that up. They were like, had you two recently been doing stuff when she got this mad at you? And I was like, yes, actually. That's very wise of you to figure this out. So I'm high as a kite on the couch. And Kiki has very strict rules that you are not supposed to have your phone out, right? So you can't be, like, taping people because she can't be watching everybody all at the same time. So she's like, no phones. But this friend of hers has her phone out and has had it out all night and is wandering around being like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? And I was like that Lizzo song, where my phone? And that's how I sound because I'm that fucking high. And she loses her goddamn mind at me. And I was like, oh, so you just, you're a fucking racist. You just brought up the first black woman you could think of. And I was like, what? That's a, it's a song. It's a real song, I think. Right. And then, we're not there yet. We're not there yet. No, stop. Put it. You ruined the whole story. There was a part where it starts playing.
It started playing at the party?
Yes.
I don't remember that.
No. Pause. You're going to have to start it over. We're not starting the story over, but you have to start the phone over. So I will point to you when it is time.
Okay.
All right. So I'm like, I swear it's real. Did I make this up? And she's furious and telling me that I'm racist and that I don't know Lizzo. And so I'm like, maybe it's not a Lizzo song, but it is a song. So I go all the way over to the other side of the room where my phone is. And I'm like, where is my phone, Lizzo? And I'm like, no, it's real. And she was like, oh, so if you played it, it just starts saying, where's my phone? So I scream a name because you have one. So I'm not screaming it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Alexa.
I scream, Alexa, play Phone by Lizzo. And she says, oh, shit.
She heard us. Phone by Lizzo.
Yeah, so she's saying that. And this woman is going, that's too long of a command. That's too long of a command. She's never going to answer that. And then it starts.
Love it.
Alexa, stop. Why is she stopping?
She's been temperamental. Just keep going.
No, we're going to get this episode taken down.
No, we're not. No one listens to us. And it's
Alexa,
like, it's buried deep. It's 50 minutes in. No algorithm's going to pull up our Lizzo song. Plus, Lizzo would find this story
hilarious. She would love this story. Lizzo, I hope you hear this and hear this story. So the woman screams at me, that's too long of a command and the A name will not understand you. And then it starts playing just like that. And have you ever had someone hate you for being correct? Because she fucking hated me in that moment. She hated me so much. She was.
Because that literally starts off, where my phone at?
Where the hell my phone at? Yeah. Yeah, she was.
I added that to my booty mix, by
great,
the way.
Perfect. It's an amazing song. So she yells, A name, stop. And then tells me, you're as fat as Lizzo. Yeah. I was like, I remember earlier tonight when we were telling your child just to, like, not care what bullies say.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Okay.
I don't.
I'm not. Like,
Lizzo's
a big queen. I can never clap my ass cheeks like her.
God, if I had been together and been able to say that. Yeah, like, I'm not big enough to clap my ass cheeks.
As fat as Lizzo. No, I'm not.
I'm not.
Because she's bigger and beautiful, more beautiful than me.
She's, yeah.
Like,
I cannot do what Lizzo does.
That's not an insult.
No, it's not.
I wish I was as fat as Lizzo.
Yeah. F-A-T and P-H-A-T, yeah. Both. Both of those fats.
She has fucking abs.
She has.
You can see her abs.
She is a glorious goddess. I mean, there was the post about her.
You're just as fat as Lizzo. I wish.
I wish.
She's a fucking queen.
She's a, that guy, if I had been together and been able to say that, that would have been amazing. But I was just like, what is happening? Like, and so the next day my friend Kiki called me and was like, she is not allowed at any of my parties anymore. People do not get to talk to my friends like that. And I was like, I mean, I was 80% confused about what was going on through the whole thing. Like, I wasn't even upset about any of it. I was just like, what the fuck is happening right now?
I'm really high. And I'm stuck here on the floor between the mattress and the couch. And you're just like, where's my phone? Where's my phone? Oh my God, isn't that a song? Where my phone at? Where the hell my phone at? And I can just like, hi, Maggie. Wedged between a couch and a floor mattress saying that. Yes, it's fucking hilarious.
Yep.
And then this cunt like got all up in your shit.
Yeah, she was so mad.
You're just as fat as Lizzo. Bitch, I wish I was.
Yeah, I was.
You've seen her? She's like fucking amazing.
By the time that happened, I was like, I'm incredibly uncomfortable right now, and I'm also still just mostly confused. So I went into the other room.
I just want to be floor couch Maggie.
I went into the other room where this guy who I've hooked up with before and this new girl to parties went to go hook up, and I was like, I'm going to come watch you guys like a creep because I'm very uncomfortable about everything that just happened. And they were both like, that is totally cool with us. And so I did that. And then afterwards, the guy like helped do some meaning making so that I'm able to tell the story, because I otherwise wouldn't be able to. I would still be too confused about it to be able to even explain all of those details of what happened, because I was so high and it was so confusing. But he was like, yeah, she was very drunk. And also she definitely thought she knew every song that Lizzo ever wrote. And she was very mad at you for trying to tell her that Lizzo wrote a song that she didn't know of. It's like, this is all so wild. Yes,
now
but yes.
Who's racist?
Now who's racist? It's not me. We all know Lizzo is the real racist. Just
please
kidding.
Do not take
just
that
kidding.
Out of context.
Just kidding.
People.
Just
Come
kidding.
On.
Just kidding. She is a goddess. She's amazing.
She's from Detroit. Did you know
she's
that?
The best
I didn't
human
know
being.
She's from Detroit.
I know. I mean, I also didn't know how big she was, but there was that post on Kelly's with an EY recently about her where it said Lizzo's 308 pounds. And I was like, I am 90 pounds less than Lizzo.
Oh, I am 50 pounds less than Lizzo.
I am.
And that was an old fucking picture.
Yeah.
So I think she was heavier in that picture. She has spent the last year working out in her home eating salads.
She has been working out a
like,
lot.
Like legit.
Yeah, but I still am just like.
And not because she has to, because she fucking wants
because
to.
Because she wants to.
She's always loved her body, always. She's never cared about what people have said about her body. And she's just like, I just want to be healthy and happy. And so that's why I'm choosing to eat healthy and nourish my body with what it needs and to exercise. You know, she works out with Sean T.
Oh, yeah. No, she is wildly fit. Like, she is.
She plays the flute and dances on stage and sings. Who the fuck can do that?
Literally nobody. Literally nobody can do that.
That means her cardio is sky high. Yeah. And we went on that rant when Jillian Michaels gave her shit.
Yeah.
And I was just like, fuck you, Jillian Michaels. You can't work out on a stage, sing, and play a flute at the same time.
It's so much. I can't do it. It's so much.
That's why all the singers in Vegas lip sync to their own songs, because they can't sing and dance at the same time.
Correct.
Anyway, so that was your Lizzo story.
That was my, it's so funny.
I still want her to hook up with Chris.
Same though. Same.
I want them to have beautiful black babies.
I do too.
Wouldn't it be wild if they did hook up and get together? Oh,
it would be dreamy. Like, so they're dreamy. They're my America dream power couple.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to sit here and steep in it.
It's okay.
All right. Any next story?
I just have one piece of news from the world.
Mm-hmm.
Drag Race UK has the first ever cisgendered woman. So there have been trans women like Sonique and Jiggly who came on the show when they were presenting as male and then came back now that they have transitioned.
Uh-huh.
But this is the first woman born with a vagina who is on
a drag performer. Fun.
So I'm fucking excited about that.
How's the community feel about that?
Very mixed. Some people are being assholes about it.
Yeah.
And lots of people are like, you know, if you like, she's really well known in the drag community in the UK and is an incredible performer. And if you think she doesn't belong there, you can go fuck yourselves. So there's a split. You know, people being like,
there was that, I feel like there was a, com, not a comedian. There was a drag fan that I thought you and I followed at one point, and she would go on the cruises, and she would be really wild with her makeup and her outfits, like, and be like semi and drag.
And this sounds familiar to me.
And then there are like,
they call her a bio queen.
Men who like to, oh, and some females like to drag as men.
Yes, drag kings.
Drag kings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it should be exclusive. Like, and
I mean, I
don't live in the drag community, but if we are talking about drag as being a performance piece,
right,
then I think anyone has the right to be a drag queen.
This is
just
her.
Like anyone has the right,
Victoria Scone,
to be an actress, yeah, or an actor.
Right. Yeah. Isn't she cute?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she...
Because that's what drag started as, dressed as girl.
Yeah.
Men dressed as girl for plays before women were allowed to act on stage. All my animals are very needy.
What is wrong with them?
Because no one pays attention to them.
Yeah, but Sid's not like that. I mean, I guess I let him sleep on my bed. He gets to snuggle me in my sleep.
I should have sent this cat home to France with Lisa.
With Lisa. I know. I know.
Yeah, I think anyone should be able to perform in drag.
So I'm pretty excited about Victoria Scone.
Yeah.
Being the first.
I wish we could watch Drag UK.
Yeah, me too. I want to see her. I want to see her perform. I want to see how this goes. I want to see it.
I bet she's just as good as anyone else.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Drag is a performance art, and here's the thing, too, about drag, is that if you look back to a lot of the original drag performers, like Marsha P. Johnson, she self-identified as a drag queen, however, was very likely a trans woman,
mm-hmm,
right? So, like, in the earlier part of the 20th century, drag performers did that because of trying to express a gender identity that they weren't allowed to express.
Mm-hmm.
And so there has always been gender fuckery in drag. It's not just men dressing up as women.
Yeah.
It's trans women expressing
not
themselves.
Exclusive to gay men.
It's not exclusive to gay men.
Straight men can do drag.
So I really love having our first bio queen.
Yeah.
I'm very excited about it. Yeah.
Right, is that a decision? Is Rue on Drag UK?
Yes.
Or, okay.
Yep.
So
Rue's on Drag UK.
Is that a decision Rue made, or that she?
I don't know how that.
Maybe Rue's trying to cover her own tracks.
Yeah, I mean, she's been transphobic in the past.
Yeah.
But I think is doing better. Denali is a previous Drag Race UK person who tweeted, "If you have a problem with this," meaning Victoria Scone, "If you have a problem with this, you are not a fan of drag, nor have you seen drag in a club over the past few decades, and have an antiquated, misogynistic, and limited view on what drag is and can be. Congrats, Victoria Scone."
Fun.
Isn't that great?
Huzzah.
Queens standing. Queens, I am here
Change
for
approved.
It. Change approved. Do you have any things to share? I mean, I had my... Those were my stories.
No, I didn't make a list. I just wanted to sit and hang out and, like, the fucking world's a mess.
The fucking world is a mess. I mean, I didn't have power last Thursday, and I was here all day long, and I came here to do work, and your hamster died. It was a day. Like, we didn't even tell that story. I mean, that's the short version of the story, but like, that was it. That was a
thing that happened.
It was a thing that happened.
And then I bought a much smaller, tinier hamster,
mm-hmm,
because I feel bad it has to live in two tiny hamster condos, because I want to make sure that this is going to be something we really want to do before I invest in something a little bigger.
Right.
And, it's not a Syrian hamster. We were gifted a Syrian hamster to take, mm-hmm, care of. It lived approximately a week in my house. Not of our fault at all. And they're kind of big and they're cuddly. They're very domesticated. They love being held generally. They're like the quintessential hamster when you think of one. So we got a Roborowski dwarf hamster, and they are wiry.
Yeah,
they're very kind of skittish, and they're very tiny. And Catherine promptly lost it the first night it was fucking here. She opened the door when she shouldn't have, and it fucker jumped right out and ran for a corner. So that happened too. Anyway, so it's going to take a while for this hamster, which hamsters are wild animals still, to like learn to live and be around humans. So I fell down a deep hamster hole on YouTube 2 weeks ago, and we're just trying to do all the things to, you know, make sure it feels comfortable and has a good living space. And Catherine does tub time with it every night. So
what's tub time? What's tub time with a hamster? What is that?
It's not a bubble bath.
Are you sure?
So we just put a towel down in the tub, and we put some of the toys in the tub, and we take the hamster out of the cage and put it in the tub with Catherine. And then you just let it run around and explore, get some exercise, and it's supposed to be a bonding exercise with the human. So tub time with a hamster.
Yep, tub time with a hamster.
Anyway, my life's been real weird recently, but I don't want to get into it right now.
My friend Danielle thought I was cursed by a witch. She was like, whoever cursed you, you need to go apologize to them.
It was not me.
I know you didn't curse me.
I mean, did I?
Oh.
Oh, why are there are so many bugs in my house right now? Is there a deity that is connected to flies?
I mean, it is that time of year.
There are just so many.
It is that time of year.
Legit real house flies in my house.
Dude, I just saw a giant spider.
Oh my God, giant spider on the wall?
Yeah, yep.
Literally just saw it too.
It's there to, listen, sweetie, it's there to eat those flies. Just let it be. Let it be. It will eat the flies.
I don't kill spiders in my house unless they scare me. And that one makes me want to leave it the fuck alone.
That one is so scary, you're not touching it.
So scary, I'm not touching it.
That spider will eat a fly. That is fine.
I usually leave all the spiders in my house alone. I kind of live in the woods, so I have a lot of bugs in my house, but I've just noticed an extreme amount of like flies and gnats in my house right now. It's weird. And earwigs, I have so many earwigs this year, which I read on the internet. If you see more than one or two, like, you have a major infestation. I'm like, well, I guess I'm infested. Oh my God, it's crawling up the wall. It's so huge and creepy. Oh my God.
You're fine.
What's wrong with its legs?
Oh my God. This is terrible podcasting. That's just how its legs work.
What's wrong with its legs?
Oh my God, that is terrifying.
Are they broken? Are they sticky? What's going on?
This is terrible podcasting.
Is it the shadows from the light?
I truly have no idea.
Oh, Jesus Christ. If it gets on the ceiling, we're going to have a problem. Because I do not need that shit dropping down on top of me.
I'm taking a picture of it and posting it with the episode. You're welcome.
You should get closer. It is giant. You had to zoom in real bad on that.
I did. I did have to zoom in a lot.
If Catherine was up, she'd be freaking the fuck out right now.
I think we should wrap it up.
Like a dick?
Yeah. I mean, I think we could get that guy in a jar. Do you think we could get him in a jar?
I'm not touching him.
All right. Find us on all the places, you guys. That More Thing. That's the name of the podcast that you just listened to. And also find us on Twitter and interact with us there. I am Maggie at Brain of Maggie.
And I'm Shannon at Shannon's Party.
And this has been, Jesus Christ, I did not even check. I have no idea.
Look.
It's an episode. This was an episode of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
288.
Wait, do you have ones that you didn't process, though?
I didn't process the vacation ones. I'll just do that as like a throwback Thursday or something.
All right, so whatever.
288.
Sure. Of That More Thing with Shannon and Maggie.
Bye.
Bye. Okay, 2:15 and the lights come